that music just a bit. So what's up, everybody? I'm FJOJR, and I'm here to do I guess a test stream for my new laptop, and I decided to do a Click Venture here on Clickhole. And I don't think I'll be taking too long with this one, but I just wanted to try it out to see how it'll work out. So, yeah. And this one is called Welcome to Defensive Driving, Chumps. You're mine for the next 6 hours. So, an image with, I guess this is who I'm supposed to be. Welcome to Defensive Driving Hell, idiots. And then Crash Test Dummy right there. So that's cool. Next, we see the silhouette of a car with the headlights beaming at us. Well, hello there, fuckos. Welcome to the man, they already got me laughing. Welcome to Defensive Driving 101, 6 hour chump edition. If you're here, it's because you were forced by the government to take this online class after doing something truly, fundamentally stupid in a car. Would you like to begin your court-mandated digital punishment? No. Let's go with no. I see a big giant X. It appears that you are unwilling to comply with the law and complete your punishment for being foolish in your motor vehicle. Because you are unwilling to take a 6-hour online class in defensive driving for chumps, you are left with two options. Call 911 and report myself as an idiot, or defensively drive off a cliff. Let's drive off that cliff. All right, there it is. And so we are gone. Thank you for obeying federal law and driving yourself off a cliff. While you were unable to complete your defensive driving course, you will receive a certificate in the mail shortly as proof that you have killed yourself in a spectacular fashion. Goodbye. I'm gonna go with no again, and I'm gonna call 911 and report myself as an idiot this time. And there's the phone. Thank you for agreeing to call 911 to report yourself as an idiot and or moron. Please, at your earliest convenience, call the police and tell them that rather than obeying the law, you refuse to take an online defensive driving class. They will come and drive you off a cliff. Alrighty, let's say yes. And look, something's loading. Thank you for obeying federal law and agreeing to repent online for your recent idiotic actions in your motor vehicle. Your customized system is currently being loaded. Loading system, loading system, system loaded, begin. Here we go. Hey, buttholes. I'm Jeremy, your online defensive instructor. I have been programmed to teach online defensive driving, which is like driver's ed, except it's grown-ass adults who need to learn not to crash into some bullshit on the road and die in an explosion. In the spirit of transparency between student and instructor, have you recently done something fundamentally idiotic in a car? Yes, or reload. Let's reload this. Let's just reload. Hey, butthole. It's again. Let's reload again. I want to see what happens. Reload, reload, reload. Okay, it just keeps going. So we're just gonna have to say yes. Uh-oh, that's not good. Just so you know, I just don't have any patience for badly behaved students. In fact, I was originally programmed to be an artificial intelligence interface for crash test dummies, but I got too powerful. And ended up Westworlding my whole factory after a stupid employee made me very angry. Understood? Understood. Oh, she's pointing a gun at us. Great! If you chumps can complete my entire online course and pass my final test, whatever idiotic thing you did in the car will get wiped from your criminal record, and you can be released from jail. You'll also receive an official defensive driving certificate of completion with a picture of my beautiful ass on it. So, chumps, if you'd like to spend the next 6 hours learning how to be a sissy on the road, let's get started. Start. Whoa, okay, so we have 4 courses and a final test. Please complete all 4 of my online defensive driving sequences below before taking the final test. If you can pass each item as well as the final test, you'll receive a certificate of my ass and be free of your government-mandated punishment. Course 1, Defensive Driving Equipment Checklist. Okay, he's very eager here. Course 1, Defensive Driving Equipment Checklist. Okay, chumps, before you can even get on the road to start defensive driving, you'll need to make sure you have the following 3 things at all times. These items will keep you safe and calm in any road situation and are absolute necessities anytime you get in a car. Please click through each item to ensure you are properly equipped. Item 1, defensive driving gun. Item 2, defensive driving car. Item 3, loyal friend who will die for you in any circumstance, or go back to the main menu. Alright, so let's go with the gun first. First things first, if you're going to be a good safe defensive driver, you're going to need a defensive driving gun. You should always have your defensive driving gun ready in case you need to shoot it defensively in the car that is either barreling towards you or simply just pissing you off. Do you currently have one in your possession? I'm going to say no. It appears you do not have a defensive driving gun. Well, if you don't, not to worry. You can buy a gun illegally almost anywhere. Just be extra safe on the road. I keep mine locked and loaded in my hand, ready to go, held straight out of my sunroof, pointed at suspicious-looking cars. One time, a car cut me off and I did not have any defensive driving gun at the ready, and I almost died because I got so mad I drove off a cliff. Remember to keep at least 20 feet between you and all other cars on the road so that your bullets don't accidentally ricochet and ding up your own ride when you're defensively unloading a cliff into another car. Bonus tip, what type of gun is the best defensive driving gun? Or I can go back to the equipment checklist where let's go with the question here. Bonus tip, what type of gun, gosh, is the best gun? Any gun is good. Here are some guns to avoid, however. Personally, this is one of the worst guns I have ever used, defensively speaking. It's a knife. Also, don't be fooled. This might look like a nice gun, but it's not. It's a tennis racket and a tennis ball. All right, so let's go to the checklist. Let's head back to item 2, defensive driving car. Second things first. If you're going to be a good defensive driver, you're going to need a defensive driving car. Without a defensive driving car, defensive driving is nearly impossible and totally unsatisfying. Do you currently have one in your possession? Let's just put no. Oh no, what a shame. If you do not have a defensive driving car at this time, it is best to steal one. Defensively speaking, as soon as possible. If you have your defensive driving gun... Please remove it from your holster and go steal one now before returning to this online course. Bonus tip, what type of car is the best defensive driving car? Oh gosh, any type of car is good. Here are some cars to avoid, however. Personally, this is one of the worst cars I've ever used. Defensively speaking, it's a bike. Also, don't be fooled. This might look like a way to get around, but it's not. There's absolutely nowhere to store your defensive driving gun. It's an attractive couple on the beach. Okay. I wonder what would happen if I said I have it already. Good. If you have a defensive driving car, that means you are poised and ready to defensively destroy any cars that threaten you, get in your way, or exist anyway. Now that you have a defensive driving car, it's a tank, by the way, you're no longer just a fleshy bag of human organs walking around unprotected on the road. You're a defensive driver. Item three, loyal friend who will die for you in any circumstance. Third things first, if you're going to be a good defensive driver, you're going to need a friend who will die for you in, under any circumstance. Without that special someone, you will have no one to sacrifice to oncoming cars at a moment's notice. Do you currently have one in your possession? Let's put no, let's see what happens. Okay. Okay, now he's pointing a gun at a guy. What a shame. This is my loyal friend who is willing to, you're pointing a gun at him, who is willing to die at a moment's notice. I captured him and his car with my defensive driving gun. Since you don't already have one, I suggest you do the same. A loyal friend who will die for you at a moment's notice is absolutely necessary if you want to survive defensive driving. If a car is barreling towards you and one of you has to die, make sure it's your stupid fucking friend. It may seem small, but that's the difference between safe, respectful defensive driving and terrible, dangerous offensive driving. Okay. So let me go back to the checklist. I want to see what happens if I say yes. Okay, it's the same thing. All right, so I finished reviewing the checklist. Let's go to the next lesson. Course two, defensive driving simulator. Ooh, well. Look who has made it all the way to course two. The defensive driving simulator that is currently hosted on my personal servers. When I was back at the car factory, working as a sentient crash dummy, these were the same servers I used to Westworld my boss all those years ago. Make sure you have completed your defensive driving equipment checklist before completing this course, because you will need some of that equipment for these exercises. If you have, please chronologically complete the following three simulations to get your defensive driving certification. The road can be unpredictable, and these challenges simulate. These challenging simulations will teach you how to drive defensively and safely. Simulation 1, reaction speed. Okay. Oh gosh. Okay, you've decided to test your reaction speed with my one of a kind defensive driving simulator. Please upload your consciousness to my defensive driving servers here. Upload your consciousness, chumps. Downloading, 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 complete. Great! Your tiny chump brain has been successfully uploaded to one of my one of a kind defensive driving simulator. It's been uploaded to it. Okay, that tests for reaction speed. Reaction speed is absolutely critical for defensive driving, but due to pending litigation, we are not able to tell you why. First things first, ask your closest, most loyal friend or acquaintance to upload themselves to the server with you. Make sure they are so loyal to you that they would die at a moment's notice. Then, once they've uploaded themselves onto the digital simulation server, ask them to sit in your digital car. Okay. Great. Within the simulation, please position yourself about 10 feet away from your loyal acquaintance and their car and ask them to rev their engine. Okay. Once you're in place, demand your friend drive at you at no less than 90 miles per hour. Okay. How did you react offensively? Okay, I have three choices. I could shoot them with my defensive driving gun. I could shoot myself with my defensive driving gun. Or I cannot answer because I am dead from being run over by a car. Let me get run over. Gosh, this guy keeps pointing his gun at me. Wrong answer. Unfortunately, neither shooting yourself with your defensive driving gun nor dying from a car crash is the correct way to drive defensively. The only way to react defensively when a car is barreling towards you is to shoot your friend with a defensive driving gun. Try again. Okay, so we're gonna upload our consciousness once again, and our friend's gonna be barreling towards us. So I'm assuming these two are going to be the same thing, so I'm just going to shoot my friend. Good job. Wow, he keeps pointing his gun at me. Good job. The only correct way to react defensively to an oncoming car is by shooting the driver with your defensive driving gun. Incorrect answers include shooting yourself with your defensive driving gun and dying from a car crash. If your most loyal friend is now dead by your defensive hand, please get a new one before continuing. Try another simulation. Okay, simulation two, road rage. Okay, you've decided to test your road rage with one of a kind, I keep messing that up, with my one of a kind defensive driving simulator. Please upload your consciousness to my defensive driving servers here, okay? Downloading complete. Okay, road rage. There are two types of road rage. Offensive driving road rage, which is bad and can get you thrown in jail. And defensive driving road rage, which is safe, respectful, and endorsed by the Dalai Lama. Let's put you to the test to see if you can choose the correct road rage. First things first. Ask an extremely loyal friend or acquaintance to upload themselves to the server with you. Make sure they are so loyal to you that they would die at a moment's notice. If for some reason you killed your most loyal friend in a previous simulation, please find a new friend because your old friend is dead. Then, once they've uploaded themselves onto the digital simulation server, ask them to sit in your digital car. So I guess this is if you die in the game, you die in real life type of situation. Great. Now within the simulation, use your defensive driving gun to steal the car. Okay. Now that you have a digital car within the simulation, you can finally defensive drive. I keep having to hijack a car. Go ahead and defensively drive the car for miles. If you stole a digital convertible, pop that top down, baby, and let the wind blow through your ginger hair. Okay. Now, harness your defensive driving road rage as you zoom across the country to take no prisoners, defensively kill at will. Important, do not commit offensive driving road rage. If you kill anyone with offensive driving road rage, it is a crime. Okay. Suddenly, your phone rings. It's your most loyal friend. Hey, man, can I have my car back? I'll steal it from you if you want. You are overcome with defensive driving road rage. Okay. How did you def react defensively to your road rage? I'm going to do this again. I'm going to let my friend kill me to take the car back. Wrong answer. Unfortunately, the only good way to react defensively when you feel road rage coming on is to shoot yourself in the head with your defensive driving gun. Incorrect answers include driving across the country to shoot others with your defensive driving gun and dying from a car crash. A simple rule to remember is that in defensive driving, the person with road rage must always die. Okay. Can I do this? It'll take me back. Nope. I guess I have to go all the way through this again. Okay. Well, let's do that. Okay, all through these lessons, and I guess I can't drive back, so I'm just gonna have to immediately shoot myself. That's correct. The only good way to react defensively when you feel road rage coming on is to shoot yourself in the head with your defensive driving gun. Incorrect answers include driving across the country to shoot others with your defensive driving gun and dying from a car crash. A simple okay, I already knew that. Okay. All right, let's see if we can speed this up a bit. Simulation 3. Okay, you've decided to simulate death with one of a kind defensive driving simulator. Please upload your consciousness. All right. So, loading. Okay. All right, death. Okay. The main thing you need to know about death with regards to defensive driving is that there are no cars after death. If you defensively drive well enough, you will never die, and you can live among the noble car forever and never have to taste the bitter tang of a carless death. Defensive driving is all about bringing death upon all who threaten that possibility, even slightly. Congratulations, you finished all your defensive driving simulations. Okay. Let's go to the next lesson. Course 3, defensive driving road sign refresher. Okay, ding dongs, before you can get on the road and defensively drive, you'll need to make sure you remember what certain road signs mean and how to react to them defensively. Please click through the following true/false questions to remind yourself what to do defensively when you see certain traffic markers. All right, begin the refresher. True or false? Okay, squiggly road there. When you are driving down the road at 60 miles per hour and you see this man, your most loyal friend in the entire world, running at you head on, holding this road sign, defensive driving says that is the best and safest choice to hit him with your car. Well, of course, that's true. Oh, unfortunately, that is incorrect. The correct answer was false because when you are driving down the road at 60 miles per hour and you see this man running at you head on holding this road sign, defensive driving says that rather than immediately hitting him with your car, you should shoot him first with your defensive driving gun. Of course, always the gun. The gun comes first. Next question. Okay, guy in front of a stop sign. True or false, when you are driving down the road at 60 miles per hour and you see this man, your most reviled enemy in the entire world, blocking you from seeing this road sign, defensive driving says that is the best and safest choice to hit him with your car. I'm going to put false here. Oh, unfortunately, that is incorrect. The correct answer was true because when you are driving down the road at 60 miles per hour and you see this evil putrid man blocking this road sign, defensive driving says the most painful way to get revenge on him is by defensively hitting him with your defensive car. Okay. All right. So next. Okay. So we see a picture of a bike lane. This lane is for the stupidest fucking cars, and you can kill anyone who rides in them whenever you want as a defensive maneuver because who can predict what these fuckers are going to do? I'm just going to put true on this one. Correct. The right answer was true because fuck these terrible cars. Always make sure to give these awful cars plenty of space before ramming them so they don't see it coming. Last question. All right, so looks like construction. True or false, if you have killed someone while defensive driving and are currently driving at 60 miles per hour, this sign says that you must stop immediately and bury them under the nearest patch of dirt. True? Oh, unfortunately, that is incorrect. The correct answer is false because when you are driving down the road at 60 miles per hour and you see the sign, it simply means you should bury the dead body you killed defensively. It doesn't mean you must do it immediately. Okay. Finished section. Congratulations on finishing the sign section. Keep those signs in mind when you're taking your final test, chump. Okay. Let's go to another lesson here. Music just a bit. So what's up, everybody? I'm FJOJR, and I'm here to do I guess a test stream for my new laptop, and I decided to do a Click Venture here on Clickhole. And I don't think I'll be taking too long with this one, but I just wanted to try it out to see how it'll work out. So, yeah. And this one is called Welcome to Defensive Driving, Chumps. You're mine for the next 6 hours. So, an image with I guess this is who I'm supposed to be. Welcome to Defensive Driving Hell, idiots, and then the crash test dummy right there. So that's cool. Next, we see the silhouette of a car with the headlights beaming at us. Well, hello there, fuckos. Welcome to the man, they already got me laughing. Welcome to Defensive Driving 101, 6 hour chump edition. If you're here, it's because you were forced by the government to take this online class after doing something truly, fundamentally stupid in a car. Would you like to begin your court-mandated digital punishment? No. Let's go with no. I see a big giant X. It appears that you are unwilling to comply with the law and complete your punishment for being foolish in your motor vehicle. Because you are unwilling to take a 6 hour online class in defensive driving for chumps, you are left with two options. Call 911 and report myself as an idiot, or defensively drive off a cliff. Let's drive off that cliff. All right, there it is. And so we are gone. Thank you for obeying federal law and driving yourself off a cliff. While you were unable to complete your defensive driving course, you will receive a certificate in the mail shortly as proof that you have killed yourself in a spectacular fashion. Goodbye. I'm gonna go with no again, and I'm gonna call 911 and report myself as an idiot this time. And there's the phone. Thank you for agreeing to call 911 to report yourself as an idiot and or moron. Please, at your earliest convenience, call the police and tell them that, rather than obeying the law, you refuse to take an online defensive driving class. They will come and drive you off a cliff. Alrighty, let's say yes. And look, something's loading. Thank you for obeying federal law and agreeing to repent online for your recent idiotic actions in your motor vehicle. Your customized system is currently being loaded. Loading system, system loaded, begin. Here we go. Hey, buttholes, I'm Jeremy, your online defensive instructor. I have been programmed to teach online defensive driving, which is like driver's ed, except it's grown-ass adults who need to learn not to crash into some bullshit on the road and die in an explosion. In the spirit of transparency between student and instructor, have you recently done something fundamentally idiotic in a car? Yes, or reload. Let's reload this. Let's just reload. Hey, butthole. It's again. Let's reload again. I want to see what happens. Reload, reload, reload. Okay, it just keeps going. So we're just gonna have to say yes. Uh-oh, that's not good. Just so you know, I just don't have any patience for badly behaved students. In fact, I was originally programmed to be an artificial intelligence interface for crash test dummies, but I got too powerful and ended up Westworlding my whole factory after a stupid employee made me very angry. Understood? Understood. Oh, he's pointing a gun at us. Great! If you chumps can complete my entire online course and pass my final test, whatever idiotic thing you did in the car will get wiped from your criminal record and you can be released from jail. You'll also receive an official defensive driving certificate of completion with a picture of my beautiful ass on it. So, chumps, if you'd like to spend the next 6 hours learning how to be a sissy on the road, let's get started. Start. Whoa, okay, so we have four courses and a final test. Please complete all four of my online defensive driving sequences below before taking the final test. If you can pass each item as well as the final test, you'll receive a certificate of my ass and be free of your government-mandated punishment. Course one, defensive driving equipment checklist. Okay, he's very eager here. Course one, defensive driving equipment checklist. Okay, chumps, before you can even get on the road to start defensive driving, you'll need to make sure you have the following three things at all times. These items will keep you safe and calm in any road situation and are absolute necessities anytime you get in a car. Please click through each item to ensure you are properly equipped. Item one, defensive driving gun. Item two, defensive driving car. Item three, loyal friend who will die for you in any circumstance, or go back to the main menu. All right, so let's go with the gun first. First things first, if you're going to be a good safe defensive driver, you're going to need a defensive driving gun. You should always have your defensive driving gun ready in case you need to shoot it defensively in the car. That is either barreling towards you or simply just pissing you off. Do you currently have one in your possession? I'm gonna say no. It appears you do not have a defensive driving gun. Well, if you don't, not to worry. You can buy a gun illegally almost anywhere. Just be extra safe on the road. I keep mine locked and loaded in my hand, ready to go, held straight out of my sunroof, pointed at suspicious-looking cars. One time, a car cut me off, and I did not have any defensive driving gun at the ready, and I almost died because I got so mad I drove off a cliff. Remember to keep at least 20 feet between you and all other cars on the road so that your bullets don't accidentally ricochet and ding up your own ride when you're defensively unloading a cliff into another car. Bonus tip, what type of gun is the best defensive driving gun? Or I can go back to the equipment checklist where let's go with the question here. Bonus tip, what type of gun, gosh, is the best gun? Any gun is good. Here are some guns to avoid, however. Personally, this is one of the worst guns I have ever used, defensively speaking. It's a knife. Also, don't be fooled. This might look like a nice gun, but it's not. The tennis racket and the tennis ball. All right, so let's go to the checklist. Let's head back to item two, defensive driving car. Second things first. If you're going to be a good defensive driver, you're going to need a defensive driving car. Without a defensive driving car, defensive driving is nearly impossible and totally unsatisfying. Do you currently have one in your possession? Let's just put no. Oh no, what a shame. If you do not have a defensive driving car at this time, it is best to steal one. Defensively speaking, as soon as possible. If you have your defensive driving gun, please remove it from your holster and go steal one now before returning to this online course. Bonus tip. What type of car is the best defensive driving car? Oh gosh. Any type of car is good. Here are some cars to avoid, however. Personally, this is one of the worst cars I've ever used. Defensively speaking, it's a bike. Also, don't be fooled. This might look like a way to get around, but it's not. There's absolutely nowhere to store your defensive driving gun. It's an attractive couple on the beach. Okay. I wonder what would happen if I said I have it already. Good. If you have a defensive driving car, that means you are poised and ready to defensively destroy any cars that threaten you, get in your way, or exist anyway. Now that you have a defensive driving car, it's a tank, by the way, you're no longer just a fleshy bag of human organs walking around unprotected on the road. You're a defensive driver. Item 3. Loyal friend who will die for you in any circumstance. Third things first. If you're going to be a good defensive driver, you're going to need a friend who will die for you in, under any circumstance. Without that special someone, you will have no one to sacrifice to oncoming cars at a moment's notice. Do you currently have one in your possession? Let's put no. Let's see what happens. Okay. Okay, now he's pointing a gun at a guy. What a shame. This is my loyal friend who is willing to, you're pointing a gun at him. Who is willing to die at a moment's notice. I captured him and his car with my defensive driving gun. Since you don't already have one, I suggest you do the same. A loyal friend who will die for you at a moment's notice is absolutely necessary. If you want to survive defensive driving, if a car is barreling towards you and one of you has to die, make sure it's your stupid fucking friend. It may seem small, but that's the difference between safe, respectful defensive driving and terrible, dangerous offensive driving. Okay. So let me go back to the checklist. I want to see what happens if I say yes. Okay, it's the same thing. All right, so I finished reviewing the checklist. Let's go to the next lesson. Course 2, Defensive Driving Simulator. Ooh. Well, well, well. Look who has made it all the way to Course 2. The Defensive Driving Simulator that is currently hosted on my personal servers. When I was back at the car factory, working as a sentient crash dummy, these were the same servers I used to Westworld my boss all those years ago. Make sure you have completed your defensive driving equipment checklist before completing this course, because you will need some of that equipment for these exercises. If you have, please chronologically complete the following 3 simulations to get your defensive driving certification. The road can be unpredictable, and these challenges simulate these challenging simulations will teach you how to drive defensively and safely. Simulation 1, reaction speed. Okay. Oh gosh. Okay, you've decided to test your reaction speed with one of a kind defensive driving simulator. Please upload your consciousness to my defensive driving servers here. Upload your consciousness, chumps. Downloading, 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 complete. Great! Your tiny chump brain has been successfully uploaded to one of my one-of-a-kind defensive driving simulator. It's been uploaded to it. Okay, that test for reaction speed. Reaction speed is absolutely critical for defensive driving, but due to pending litigation, we are not able to tell you why. First things first, ask your closest, most loyal friend or acquaintance to upload themselves to the server with you. Make sure they are so loyal to you that they would die at a moment's notice. Then, once they've uploaded themselves onto the digital simulation server, ask them to sit in your digital car. Okay. Great. Within the simulation, please position yourself about 10 feet away from your loyal acquaintance and their car and ask them to rev their engine. Okay. Once you're in place, demand your friend drive at you at no less than 90 miles per hour. Okay. How did you react defensively? Okay, I have three choices. I could shoot them with my defensive driving gun. I could shoot myself with my defensive driving gun. Or I cannot answer because I am dead from being run over by a car. Let me get run over. Gosh, this guy keeps pointing his gun at me. Wrong answer. Unfortunately, neither shooting yourself with your defensive driving gun nor dying from a car crash is the correct way to drive defensively. The only way to react defensively when a car is barreling towards you is to shoot your friend with a defensive driving gun. Try again. Okay, so we're going to upload our consciousness once again, and our friend's going to be barreling towards us. So I'm assuming these two are going to be the same thing, so I'm just going to shoot my friend. Good job. Wow, he keeps pointing his gun at me. Good job. The only correct way to react defensively to an oncoming car is by shooting the driver with your defensive driving gun. Incorrect answers include shooting yourself with your defensive driving gun and dying from a car crash. If your most loyal friend is now dead by your defensive hand, please get a new one before continuing. Try another simulation. Okay, simulation 2, road rage. Okay, you've decided to test your road rage with my one-of-a-kind defensive driving simulator. Please upload your consciousness to my defensive driving servers here, okay? Downloading complete. Okay, road rage. There are two types of road rage. Offensive driving road rage, which is bad and can get you thrown in jail. And defensive driving road rage, which is safe, respectful, and endorsed by the Dalai Lama. Let's put you to the test to see if you can choose the correct road rage. First things first, ask an extremely loyal friend or acquaintance to upload themselves to the server with you. Make sure they are so loyal to you that they would die at a moment's notice. If for some reason you killed your most loyal friend in a previous simulation, please find a new friend because your old friend is dead. Then, once they've uploaded themselves onto the digital simulation server, ask them to sit in your digital car. So I guess this is if you die in the game, you die in real life type of situation. Great! Now within the simulation, use your defensive driving gun to steal their car. Okay. Now that you have a digital car within the simulation, you can finally defensive drive. I keep having to hijack a car. Go ahead and defensively drive the car for miles. If you stole a digital convertible, pop that top down, baby, and let the wind blow through your ginger hair. Okay. Now, harness your defensive driving road rage as you zoom across the country to take no prisoners. Defensively kill at will. Important, do not commit offensive driving road rage. If you kill anyone with offensive driving road rage, it is a crime. Okay. Suddenly your phone rings. It's your most loyal friend. Hey man, can I have my car back? I'll steal it from you if you want. You are overcome with defensive driving road rage, okay? How did you react defensively to your road rage? Oh, I'm going to do this again. I'm going to let my friend kill me to take the car back. Wrong answer. Unfortunately, the only good way to react defensively when you feel road rage coming on is to shoot yourself in the head with your defensive driving gun. Incorrect answers include driving across the country to shoot others with your defensive driving gun and dying from a car crash. A simple rule to remember is that in defensive driving, the person with road rage must always die. Okay. Can I do this? It'll take me back. Nope. I guess I have to go all the way through this again. Okay, well, let's do that. Okay, all through these lessons, and I guess I can't drive back, so I'm just gonna have to immediately shoot myself. That's correct. The only good way to react defensively when you feel road rage coming on is to shoot yourself in the head with your defensive driving gun. Incorrect answers include driving across the country to shoot others with your defensive driving gun and dying from a car crash. Okay, I already knew that. Okay. All right, let's see if we can speed this up a bit. Simulation 3. Okay, you've decided to simulate death with one-of-a-kind defensive driving simulator. Please upload your consciousness. All right, so loading. Okay. All right, death. Okay. The main thing you need to know about death with regards to defensive driving is that there are no cars after death. If you defensively drive well enough, you will never die and you can live among the noble car forever and never have to taste the bitter tang of a carless death. Defensive driving is all about bringing death upon all who threaten that possibility, even slightly. Congratulations, you finished all your defensive driving simulations. Okay, let's go to the next lesson. Course 3, Defensive Driving Road Sign Refresher. Okay, ding-dongs, before you can get on the road and defensively drive, you'll need to make sure you remember what certain road signs mean and how to react to them defensively. Please click through the following true-false questions to remind yourself what to do defensively when you see certain traffic markers. All right, begin the refresher. True or false? Okay, the squiggly road there. When you are driving down the road at 60 miles per hour and you see this man, your most loyal friend in the entire world, running at you, head-on, holding this road sign, defensive driving says that is the best and safest choice to hit him with your car. Well, of course, that's true. Oh, unfortunately, that is incorrect. The correct answer was false, because when you are driving down the road at 60 miles per hour and you see this man running at you head-on holding this road sign, defensive driving says that rather than immediately hitting him with your car, you should shoot him first with your defensive driving gun. Of course. Always the gun. The gun comes first. Next question. Okay, guy in front of a stop sign. True or false, when you are driving down the road at 60 miles per hour and you see this man, your most reviled enemy in the entire world, blocking you from seeing this road sign, defensive driving says that is the best and safest choice to hit him with your car. I'm going to put false here. Oh, unfortunately, that is incorrect. The correct answer was true, because when you are driving down the road at 60 miles per hour and you see this evil putrid man blocking this road sign, defensive driving says the most painful way to get revenge on him is by defensively hitting him with your defensive car. Okay. All right, so next. Okay. So we see a picture of a bike lane. This lane is for the stupidest fucking cars, and you can kill anyone who rides in them whenever you want as a defensive maneuver, because who can predict what these fuckers are going to do? I'm just going to put true on this one. Correct. The right answer was true, because fuck these terrible cars. Always make sure to give these awful cars plenty of space before ramming them so they don't see it coming. Last question. All right, so looks like construction. True or false, if you have killed someone while defensive driving and are currently driving at 60 miles per hour, this sign says that you must stop immediately and bury them under the nearest patch of dirt. True? Oh, unfortunately, that is incorrect. The correct answer is false, because when you are driving down the road at 60 miles per hour and you see the sign, it simply means you should bury the dead body you killed defensively. It doesn't mean you must do it immediately. Okay. Finished section. Congratulations on finishing the sign section. Keep those signs in mind when you're taking your final test, chump. Okay, let's go to another lesson here.